Thank you for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Yes, my name is Maurice Masterson.
Alrighty. And how may I assist you today?
Wondering what you charge me for.
Okay, I'll be more than happy to check the account out. Give me one brief moment, please. I'll be more than happy to assist.
Okay.
Excuse me. You said Maurice Masterson?
Yes.
All righty. And that billing address for security purposes, please.
What?
Billing address for security purposes, please.
333 North Crabtree Road, Muskogee, Oklahoma, 74403.
Thank you for that information. Yes, sir. So it does show that that was a purchase that was made on the 10th of this month. It was for the Focus Pods. It was wireless earbuds for the shipping and handling charge of $597. Along with that earbud came an additional set for a discounted price and a warranty for $1994. It was to test out the product for a 14-day trial period. If you did not give us a call to cancel, then the one-time straight sale charge would come out of the account, and that would be the end of the account. It was not a subscription. It was a one-time straight sale charge.
What's the $69.97 for?
I'm sorry, repeat that.
$69.97. What was that charge for?
The $69.97 is the after trial charge for the earbuds, the wireless earbuds.
Well, I just want you to know I called my bank and had them cancel my debit card.
So, you said you had them to cancel your debit card. Do you not recall of making a purchase for the items? We do have a tracking number showing that they did deliver to the address.
Yeah, I know that, but it's, I don't know what to tell you.
You said...
I ain't buying you.
I understand you would not like to pay the charges. It does show that they successfully did go through. Now, there's no need to cancel this account because there will be no other charges to come out of the account. But that charge did successfully go through, sir. I do understand if it didn't, you know, those terms and conditions did go unnoticed.
I don't know where you got my numbers, but...
You had made a purchase for the product, sir, and you put in your information. That's how we got the information, sir.
I didn't do it.
You're saying you didn't do it and you received the product?
I did get something in the mail, but I wondered what it was, why I got the stuff. Still don't know why I got them. I asked my kids. They didn't know. So.
Alrighty. So we do take fraudulent charges very seriously, and whomever made the purchase without your authorization, the IP information will link us back to that exact device. And we will have them prosecuted by providing the information to your local authority. If these charges are your charges and you just do not care to pay, you could be charged a fine due to false accusation of fraud. I'm going to go ahead and get you connected over to the fraud department so they can investigate the charges for you. One brief moment, please. Any and my birth moment. One brief moment.